every single day that they used to bring two tzemidim. One was a korban atamid you brought in the morning, and one was a korban atamid you brought bein habayim in the afternoon. So now we're talking about when did they bring the afternoon korban atamid. What time of the day did they bring it? Is tamid nishchat b'shmoinim. Used to make the shechita the eighth hour umakta. 8.5 hours of the day. So that's usually two thirty. That should be, because up until 12 o'clock is called 6 hours. Like usually the day starts 6 o'clock. So 6 to 12 is 6 hours, and then another 2 hours, 8.5 hours. That's 2:30. At 2:30 in the afternoon, that's when we used to make the shechita for the korban atamid ben arba'im. The korav v'tisho machza, and it took 1 hour for them to do the whole avodah, and they finished the akrovim by 3:30. By 9.5 hours of the day. So Rashi, Tomet Shobeinu Abayim, Vikara Betisha Machza, Gemara Krivosoi, Sheyeshayin Shoachas. It took 1 hour, Basti Yosem, Mora Porsche Timer. The Gemara will explain how do we know that they started to shech the animal at 2:30 and it was finished by 3:30. But this is every day of the year. Now, Ba'arve Psochin, what about Erev Pesach? Nishchat Besheva Machza. They did it 1 hour earlier. The 7.5 hour of the day at 1:30, they shechted the korban atamid. The korav b'shmeinu machza at 2:30, they finished doing the whole korban atamid. Because the halacha is on erev Pesach, you have to bring the korban Pesach. Now the korban Pesach is first brought after the tamid shobein abayim. So therefore, they bedafka made the korban tamid a little bit earlier. Today there'll be more time in the afternoon to be yosek and bring in the different korbanos of a korban Pesach. Because every Yid used to bring his own carbon Pesach command. So there were a lot of carbon Pesachs brought. So therefore they wanted to have enough time to bring the carbon of Pesach. So they used to make it a little bit earlier, the carbon atomid, that it should be finished by 2:30. So from 2:30 till the night time, they were bringing the carbon Pesach. The Mishnah says, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. Whether Erev Pesach comes down in the middle of the weekday, or whether it comes down on Shabbos, it's the same halacha. That what they used to bring it, at 1:30 they would start, and 2:30 they would finish. What about Chal Liyos Erev Pesach? It ended off, what about Erev Pesach came out Liyos Erev Shabbos? Is Erev Pesach came out on Erev Shabbos? Is Alocha Nishchat B'Sheishu Machza? Used to make the Shechita 6.5. That means at 12:30 they used to make the Shechita. That's the earliest time you can make the Shechita for the Tomei Shabbein Abayim. That's the earliest time to Daven Mincha, 12:30. The Korah v'Sheva Machza. They finished it at 1:30. For Yapesach Achrav. After they finished the Tomid Shabbein Abayim, that's when they started to bring the Korban Apesach. So Rashi says, Arvei Tzachim, Matinim Leid used to make the Tomid a little bit earlier, Mishim the boy Lenevat Pesach Achrav. Because the Korban Apesach comes after they finish the Korban Tomid Shabbein Abayim. The Bryce Mephorsh B'Gemorah Minolan the Pesach Achrav Tomid. The Gemara will explain how do we know this. That the korban Pesach had to come after the tumah they brought ben arba'im. Chal erev Pesach the erev Shabbos. So binyan le'akdumei. Now you have to do it even a little bit earlier. Tfei. Why? Mishum deboy lishchay Pesach achrov for the tzloisim aboy joim. If erev Pesach is erev Shabbos, the lochi usually is you have to shech the korban atamid korban Pesach in the afternoon. When in the afternoon? After the tumah shor ben arba'im. So after you shechted it, you used to have to roast it also. So on a regular Erev Pesach, you could even roast it at night. Because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to roast. What about if Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos? So when it comes at nighttime Pesach, it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't roast the meat. So you had to get finished roasting your Korban Pesach also before nighttime. So come to say, so you had to shech the Korban Pesach in the afternoon, and you had to roast it also. So you needed the most time. So therefore, in such a case, they made the Tomei Shabbein Abayim the earliest possible, that the earliest time possible is 12:30, and they finished by 1:30. So from 1:30 on, they were oisik in the Korban Pesach, that they had to shech the Korban Pesach, and they have to finish roasting the meat before it came Shabbos. Masheken on the regular Pesach, they didn't need that much time, because if they didn't finish roasting, they would roast it by night. You're allowed to roast on the Yom Tov. How do we know these are the times when you bring a korban atamid shabbein abayim? How do you know this is the time? Omri Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Yom HaKruah, the Pesach says, Es hakev esecho taseh baboikim. One korban you bring in the morning. That's one tamid. The first korban in the morning is a korban atamid. And the second korban atomid, that's brought bein haboyim in the afternoon. Now, what does bein haboyim mean? We're saying haboyim means the avminer is between chatzos of the day and the night time. That's what it means. In between the chatzos of the daytime, 12 o'clock, and night time, in between that, bring it. So we say, chokol divided up, lebein shnei haboyim, into two different parts. Make it, beishoyis umachzlekan, 2.5 hours after chatzos, and shtei shoyis umachzlekan, 2.5 hours before night time, v'shoachas v'lasi yosai, and 1 hour in the middle to bring the korban atomid. That's the time to do it. So then it'll be very good that if you say chatzos is 12 o'clock, so give yourself 2.5 hours, that's till 2:30, 2:30 to 3:30, bring the korban, and from 3:30, then you have till 6, which is usually night time, that's when you have the other 2 hours. So that's how you get exactly to do it between 2:30 and 3:30. So Drashi Benu Aboyin, Mishay Shreis Lamali, after 12 o'clock in the day, Shatzel Noita, when the sun, the shadow, starts turning. Karina Benu Aboyin, that's called Benu Aboyin. Ve'evelei L'michtav Be'erev. Really, the Pasuk should have said, bring the Tomid Be'erev, in the evening. V'shani B'dibura, the Torah changes its Loshin, V'kostav Benu Aboyin. The Torah says, Benu Aboyin. What does that mean? L'drosha. That means, Choluk, divide up, Ve'erev L'shnei Cholokim. Divide up like the afternoon in 2 halves. Shtei shoyes umachzlekan. 2.5 hours, the first 2.5 hours, that's till 2:30. Koydim lasiyosin, before you start doing the korban atomid. Uvei shoyes umachzlekan liach lasiyosin. And after 3:30, when you finish, you have till 6 o'clock, another 2.5 hours. That's pshat, that's how you get exactly in the half. It's the 1 hour in the middle of the afternoon, that's when you have to bring the korban atomid. So this pshat, as mamish midiraisa, that's the time to bring the korban atomit shabein abayim, has to bedafka be between 2:30 and 3:30. Fred Gemara, most of Rav has a kasher on this. If you tell me now it's exeris akosim, it has to be from 2:30 to 3:30. I have a kasher. Mishnah says that certain times is different. Biyarveit sochim. If you have erev Pesach, the locher is nishchat b'shev o'machza. They used to start the korban atomit shabein abayim at 1:30, the 7.5 hours of the day. The korban v'shmein o'machza, and it was finished by 2:30. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Whether erev Pesach is a weekday or whether erev Pesach is a Shabbos, it's the same thing. That's what our Mishnah says. So at this time, erev Pesach, you made the korban atomit a little bit earlier. Now the kasher is, if you're going to tell me, that you dashed in the posik, bein ha'abayim means the time to bring the korban or bein ha'abayim has to be badaska from 2:30 to 3:30. That's what the Torah tells us. So if you tell me now it's midiraisa, how on Erev Pesach do you have a right to make it earlier? If the Torah says badaska from 2:30 to 3:30, how could we do it from 1:30 to 2:30? We have the right to do it earlier if it's midiraisa. Eloam Rava, therefore Rava says like this, Mitzvah soy de tomid, avad de midiraisam, you have the whole afternoon to bring the kormid, tomid, the tomid shabbat abayim. Mitzvah soy de tomid, mishinotu tzlola yerif. As soon as the shadow, the sun starts moving towards the west side, but right after chatzay sayoyim, that's when it's zman, that's called ben abayim already. You could really bring the korban atomid then. So Trashi, Eloam Rava, Kula takanta the rabbonim. Havada the zmanim of the mishnah is only with the rabbonim. To midiraisa kol shei shoyis achroinus kasheris. All the last 6 hours of the afternoon is kosher to bring the tomid shabein abayim. What does that mean? Tahaino mechiyinotu tzloli erev. When the shadow starts turning. Tahaino mechatsi sheva v'yelich. So Rashi says here it means 12:30, not at 12 o'clock, but at 12:30. At Shevo Machza, 12:30, Vela, from then on, Shachama Noitelamar, that's when the sun starts moving towards the west side, V'yatzel Mizrach, and mainly your shadow is now towards the east side. Because Keshodam Oime Negrachama Tzilo Noitelamizrach, when you're standing near the sun, so your shadow goes the other way. Now, Chati Sheis V'chati Sheva, from 11:30 until 12:30, here Menes B'yem Tzurikia, that's when the sun is exactly above us, and there's no shadow then. Your sun is straight above, the Yeshara was straight down. V'ein tzel noitum, el tzel kolodim tachtov. V'ashenka, when it comes 12:30, that's when the sun goes a little bit towards the west side, and mainly your shadow is towards the east side. That's called Vein Habayim. So midiraisa, really, you could bring the Tomet Shobein Habayim 12:30. That's when you could do it. So the Mar says like this. Ye'elo, Omar Rava, mitzvosa netomim mishinota sol yerub. Habizoi, my timer. What's the reason? The Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, Vein Habayim. What does that mean? Meyidna at the time, the maschil shim sholamarim. At the time the sun has started to move towards the west side, that's called already Bein Harboim. It's when the sun started to go back to the west. So when is that? That's 12:30. Hilkach, Sotras, Yugmarim. Bishar, Yomais HaShana, a regular year, a regular day in the year, really you could bring the Tomet Shavein Abayim when? At 12:30. Now the reason why the Mishnah says that they used to wait 2 hours until 2:30 was the Yikin and the Dorim and the Dovis. Because throughout the whole year, you could bring a Neder and the Dovis. Somebody wants to bring a neder, he wants to bring a korban shlomim, he wants to bring a korban oilo, so they could bring it throughout the daytime. Now the halacha is, once they brought the tomet shavein habayim, they did not bring any other korbanos after that. Usually the last korban of the day was the tomet shavein habayim, except for the korban ha-pesach. That we'll see later why. The korban ha-pesach came after the tomet shavein habayim. But a chutz from korban ha-pesach, the halacha is, once they brought the second Tomet Shavein Habayim, you're not allowed to bring any other Kabonis. Now let's say a Yid's going to come out of another place, and say, I came far away, I want to bring Korban Shlomim now. If they're going to bring the Tomet Shavein Habayim at 12:30, so the Yid that came too late, he's going to miss it. He'll be too late to bring the Shlomim. Therefore, the Chum said, let's wait. Let's give people time to come to the base of Middash to bring their Korban Shlomim, or their Korban Oil, or whatever it is. And therefore they pushed it off for 2 hours. They waited until 2:30, that's when they first brought the Tomid Shabbat Abayim. Today that other people could bring their Nedarim and Nedavis first. The Rachmanom, the Torah says, Oleha Chel Bei Hashlomim. What does that mean? That on this you should bring the Chlovim, the other fats, other Kabonis. The Yom HaMar Widashin, Oleha Hashlen Kol HaKabonis Kulim. That means this goes on the Tomid Shal Shachar. That means after you brought the tumen in the morning, on that, bring any other korban you want. Lafuke, once you bring the second tumen, Shavein Abayim, no korban could be brought after that. So if you want to bring in a dovim or a dorim or a dovois, you have to bring it after the tumen shal shachar, before you bring the tumen Shavein Abayim. That's why a regular day in the year, they pushed it off for 2 hours to give people more time to come and bring their korbanos. Rashi, al shachar. After you brought the tumet in the morning, haslan kolak kabonis. Finish bringing any other carbon you want to bring today. But don't bring it after you brought the tumet shobein abayim. The lacha tumet erev. Once they brought the second tumet, the second carbon, loitakriv carbon. You're not allowed to bring any other carbon after that. Lefikach. Therefore, alpha pishas reason matim the mitzvahs. Even though really there's a svara, go bring the Tomet Shavein Habayim right away, because it should be a zoriz. Bring it at 12:30. Heskino liachro, they mustakin wait 2 more hours. Kidei sheyavoyu nedureyem uzvaseyim, that people should have more time to bring their korban neder on the davar. They could bring a shlomim, they could bring an ayla. V'yekosha liachrivan. Yeah. Now v'shabbos nami, Rashi says, afagav the lekin dorm and davis. Even though regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, you're not allowed to bring a neder and a dover on Shabbos. So the chura on a regular Shabbos, they should have brought the Tomet Shavein Habayim at 12:30. Still Rashi says, like Meshum Alay Plug, the Rabbanu made it, just like the whole year, you bring it at 2:30, on Shabbos also they brought it at 2:30. They didn't make any difference. So that's Pshat our Mishnah. A regular day of the year, they brought it at 2:30 to give you an extra 2 hours to bring the neder and the dover. Something more about it, huh? Yeah, Kumiakrin lay Tati sure they postponed it 2 hours. V'yavdinan lay b'shmeina machza. They first start to shech the korban shavein abayim the 8.5 hour of the day. That's 2:30 in the afternoon, and they finished it by 3:30. Now the Mishnah says b'yarav etzochim when it came there with Pesach. The ikah Pesach achrov that you have to start, you have to first start bringing the Korban HaPesach after you brought the Tumas Rabbein Abayim. So in Melo, they didn't give us 2 hours anymore, wait to 2:30, but rather, Kadminen Lei Shachas. They made it 1 hour earlier. The Avdinen Lei Besheva Machzah. They started to shech the Tumas Rabbein Abayim at 1:30, the 7.5 hours of the day, and they finished by 2:30. So therefore, they had from 2:30 till 6 o'clock to do the Korban of Pesach. That's why they made it 1 hour earlier on Erev Pesach. What about now? Mishnah says, Chal Erev Pesach Lios Erev Shabbos. What about an Erev Pesach comes out to be on Erev Shabbos? The Ikonamitz Liosoi Tledochi Shabbos. Now, after they brought the Tumas Rabbein Abayim, that's after, if it would have been 2:30, now they first have to start to bring the Korban Pesach, and they have to finish roasting the meat before it comes 6 o'clock, because on Shabbos you can't roast it. Therefore, that this is the one day of the year you need the most time, is Mukmin Lay Adina. They left it to bring the Korban HaTumah as soon as possible. And what's the Ikir Adin? B'sheishu Machza. To bring it 12.5. Now, after 6.5 hours a day at 12:30, that's the first time, the earliest time you could bring the Tumas Rabbein Abayim. That's the way they did it. So by 1:30 they were finished. So 1:30 they started to shech the Korban HaPesach. Everybody bought the Pesach and they started to roast it right away. That's John now Mishnah. Ratzon Rabbanan. The Braisa says like this: Ki sidurei v'chol. The same way they brought the Korban HaTumah. So any weekday, kach sidurei v'Shabbos. Is the same time they brought it when it came out on Shabbos. That's all the Braisa says. Now, there's going to be three different ways how to learn what this Braisa is talking about. It doesn't say really Erev Shabbos, it doesn't say Erev Pesach. His Tam says that the same way they brought the Korban HaTumah in the middle of the weekday was Kach Sidurei b'Shabbos, the same time they brought it on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva, right there, Rabbi Akiva says, Ki Sidurei b'Erev Pesach. No, the way they brought it on Shabbos was the same way they brought on Erev Pesach. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. So the Mar Mai Koma, what's the Machloikis here? What's the Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Is Omer Abaya. Abaya says like this. Hochi Koma. This is what the Machloikis is. That Kisidure v'choyol Erev HaPesach. The Bryce is talking about Erev Pesach. That's what Abaya adds onto it. On a regular Erev Pesach that comes out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, at that time the Mishnah says when? We make it at 7:30. At 1:30, we start, is Kach Sidurei b'Shabbos, Erev HaPesach. The same halacha comes out, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, it's the same thing. When do we shech the Tumas Rabbein Abayim? At 1:30. Yeah. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. And like this pshat, our Mishnah says like that also. Because our Mishnah says that Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach comes out, whether it's a weekday or whether it's Shabbos, they shech the Tumas Rabbein Abayim at 7.5 hours at 1:30. So that comes out like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says no. Ki sidurei derev haPesach shechal liyos derev Shabbos. The same way when Erev Pesach comes out on an Erev Shabbos, that then we say you're supposed to bring it the earliest time possible at 12:30. Kach sidurei b'Shabbos. That's the same thing Rabbi Akiva holds on an Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Not that Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, but Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Still, you have to bring the Tumah as early as possible. Or Bizayo Maslis and our Mishnah, Diktoni that says, Vein B'chol, where the Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, Vein B'Shabbos, where the Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, that they have the same time, which is 1:30, is Rabbi Shmueli. According to this Pshat, it only comes out according to Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says a regular Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, when do you bring it? At 12:30. And now Mishnah says no. A regular Erev Pesach, whether it's a Chol or whether it's Shabbos, you bring it at 1:30, not 12:30. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel. So tomorrow, but my commitment, according to Abaya, what's the Machlokes? When did they bring the Korban HaTumah Rabbein Abayim? When Shabbos is Erev Pesach? What's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is the Musafin Koidmin LeBezichin Kemiflegim. So Machlokes, if they were able to bring the Bezichim before they brought the Korban HaMusaf. Now in the Shabbos, you have to bring a Musaf. A Musaf with Dashin Mashi Bizdan Posik, it says Yoin. By Musaf, it doesn't say Loshin Boikir. It says you bring it Uva Yoin, in daytime. So with Dashin,
Tisibu yoim. V'loi tisibu boikir. Tisib devar yoim b'yoimai. You bring a korban amusa to devar yoim b'yoimai. Tekayim ala mesei de yuma. Perakom ala mamuna. Boikir heve hakdama. V'yoim mashma ichur. Boikir means early in the morning. That means in the morning up until chatzois. Yoim means daytime, means chatzois. So you can't bring the korban amusa before chatzois. That's the earliest time you can bring the korban amusa. So Musa was brought by Chatzos, the sixth hour. Now the Shiloh is, when did they bring the Bezichin? The Bezichin is, on every Shabbos, they used to change the Lechem upon him. They used to have the 6 to 12 breads on the Shulchan, that they used to bake it on Friday. Then it came Shabbos, they would take off the old one and bring in the new one. Now when they took off the old bread, they used to change the Levain also. On top of the Shulchan were two plates, called the Zichim, that inside it had Levoina. It had Levoina inside the Zichim. They used to take the Zichim, that's these plates, that has Levoina inside it, and this they put on top of the Mizbeach. That was called Akrova. That was the Akrova for the Lechem upon him. The rest of the 12 breads, I mean all the 12 breads, the Kanim used to eat. The only thing they put on the Mizbeach was the Zichim. So it's Machlokes now, when did they bring the Zichim on the Mizbeach? When did they take this Levoina, this sense, that was in this place on top of the Shulchan, when they took it off, when did they burn it? As one man, the other says, it was Vedavka brought after the Korban HaMusaf, and one says, no, you can bring it before the Korban HaMusaf. So that's the Machlokes. The Musafin Koidman Levezichin Kinefagin. We have Yishmael Savar, Musafin Koidman. That first they had to bring the Korban HaMusaf. Levezichin. So Mela, Avdulu Le Musafin B'Sheish. When's the first time you can bring the Korban HaMusaf on Shabbos? Is the sixth hour. And that took an hour. So from 6 to 7, they were oisik, you bring the Korban HaMusaf. Or Vezichin V'Shevam. Melo, they had to bring the Vezichin later. So that was in the 7th hour. The Melo, V'Yopla, then the Tomei V'Shevam Achzor. The earliest time they could do the Tomei Shevam Abayim was the 7.5 hour, 1:30. That's Rabbi Shmuel Svara. Then Akiva says, no. Vezichin Koydim L'Musafim. You were allowed to be marked there, put the Vezichin on the Mizbeach before they brought the Korban HaMusaf. So Melo, Bezichin b'chomish. You could start early in the morning, the fifth hour of the day, 11 o'clock. You could put the bezichin on the mizbeach. Take plate that had the bezichin that has the levoina, and put the levoina on the mizbeach 11 o'clock. Or musafim b'sheish. And then you could start doing the korban amusif right away at 12 o'clock. The yovad leila tomid b'sheish u'machzor. And do a fast job this Shabbos. Even though Vaisas usually took an hour, this time do a fast job, and you're able to start the Tumid Shabbat Abayim as soon as possible, 12:30. So this is the way Abayi learns Pshat in the Braisa. So the Mora Maskev Lo Rova. Rova is the Kasha on Abayi. Midi Rabbi Akiva, Kisidura Erev HaPesach, Shechal Liyaz Erev Shabbos Ketoni. This Braisa doesn't say it's talking about Erev Pesach. It just Am says, it doesn't say a word about Erev Pesach. So why don't you Abaya put in this Brice that's talking about Erev Pesach? That's the question. Midi Rabbi Kiva, Kisidura b'Erev Pesach, Shkaliyas b'Erev Shabbos Ketoni. Kisidura b'Erev Pesach, Stam Ketoni. It Stam says a regular Erev Pesach. It doesn't say that the Erev Pesach is an Erev Shabbos. Elo Amar Rav, if Rav says like this, Hochi Koma, this is what the Brice means to say the Machlokes is. Kisidura b'Chol. The way you bring a regular korban atum in the middle of weekday, the Alma, a regular weekday, which is 8:30, which is at 2:30, yeah, is kach sedura v'shabbos erev Pesach. The same thing when erev Pesach comes out to be Shabbos, you bring it the regular time you bring it the whole year. A regular erev Pesach, and not regular, an erev Pesach that Shabbos, there's no reason to bring it earlier. So Mela, when do we bring it? We bring a mamish at 2:30, like regular time. The Mara will soon say why. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, Rabbi Akiva, why mino? Ki sidura b'erev HaPesach. The same, just like Erev Pesach, that falls out, you do it at 7:30, 7.5 hours, which is 1:30, here also you do it at 1:30. Melo Masisim Diktoni, our Mishnah that says, Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, is Rabbi Akiva. That where the Erev Pesach is a weekday, or Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, you bring it at 1:30, that goes according to Rabbi Akiva. What's the machlokes if you bring it at 2:30 or you bring it at 1:30? Like the Chura, why if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, Do you bring it later than usual? Why do you bring it 2:30? Why not 1:30? Have the Gemara, b'michma biswa kniflegin. The Machlokes says if we're afraid if the meat will get spoiled. Hey, then they didn't have refrigerators then, and you're not allowed to roast the meat on Shabbos. So you're only, on Shabbos, that's Erev Pesach, you're allowed to bring the korban out Pesach, you're allowed to shecht it, but the meat, you can't do anything with it. You have to let the meat stay until it comes nighttime, until it comes Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov, you'll be tzaleya, you roast the meat. So the shaila is, will the meat get spoiled this extra hour? That's the machloikis. We have Yishmael Savar, Chashin Lamichma Bisra. We're afraid if you'll shecht the animal at 1:30, we're afraid from 1:30 till 6 o'clock, the meat will get spoiled. Therefore, he says, don't start shechting it before 2:30. The Bekiva Sovar, Loi Chashin Lamichma Bisra. Bekiva says, no, I'm not afraid for this extra hour, the meat will get spoiled, will get hot, and get spoiled. That's the machloikis. If you're the Gemara, Manashach, if you're